I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, a Christian mechanic has been sentenced to death for blasphemy. A court in the city of Lahore handed down the ruling. It started when a local imam visited a motorbike repair shop. Nehemiah with FMI tells us.
Once he's done his job, this imam, he refused to pay him because in Pakistan, Christians are being treated like dogs. I'm sorry I'm using this word, but literally people use Christians like animals and dogs, like outcasted people. And he said, you are living in our country and that is enough for you.
People from the local mosque beat the mechanic and framed him by accusing him of blaspheming against the Prophet Muhammad. In Pakistan, people can be accused of blasphemy and sentenced to death without any real evidence. Ask God to strengthen FMI partners in Pakistan. And Wycliffe Associates has launched a campaign to provide clean water for villages in Africa, Asia, and South America. The Bible Translation Support Ministry has built 38 clean water systems so far and plans to build more over the coming months. Bart Maley says,
the majority of people that don't have the Bible in their language often struggle with a lack of access to clean water. So what we have seen within our program is that meeting that need for clean water can often be a mode that the Bible translation teams use for reaching out to their neighbors and sharing the love of Christ in a practical way.
As people gather at the new water systems, often pastors will read aloud from scripture portions they have in their own language. Many people drink clean water the same day they hear about Jesus, the living water. You can help pave the way to scriptures in more languages at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.